The Office of Hawaiian Affairs has its share of controversies. There are the internal struggles, the issues over self-determinism, and lawsuits involving its board members. There was a contentious election and a reorganization with a new board chair. Then this week, the board voted to buy out the 3-year contract of its CEO only 6 months after renewing it. We called board chairperson Rowena Akana to get her thoughts on OHA Now. And she was on the line up until a moment ago, and we'll get her back on the line, we hope, in just a moment. But Chris, as we look at this, we've had lots of discussions about OHA and where it's going and with how many voices go into how OHA speaks and whether, you know, those of us who are not Hawaiian should be involved. There was a lot of discussion about that over the last election, too.
Especially, it really came to the fore in the last election. Of course, in one form or another, that discussion has been going on for a while, as have several that seem to resurface each time a new board comes in. Yeah,
and this board has been reorganized, and as we see, we know what may happen with new leadership, which in fact is just a resurgence in some ways of old leadership, because Rowena Akana was, she's their oldest OHA trustee, yeah. Been involved since 1990. There's a lot of history and a lot of memory that gets carried with that too, and a lot of contentious issues back and forth.
And
I understand that she's on the line with us now. Good morning, and thank you for making time for us. Are you there? Rowena Khan, are you
there?
Hello there. Oh, good. Thanks so much. We're glad to have you with us. So yesterday came word that the OHA board had voted to buy out the contract of Kamanao Crab, Pono Crab, and that was only 3 months, rather. I'm sorry, 3 months into his six, the other way around, 6 months into his 3-year contract. Why get rid of him now?
Well, you know, his contract was signed by the former chair 1 week before the election. And had the vote been taken after the election, it probably would have been 6-3. That's one thing. And another thing was that his evaluation was not good, the last evaluation. It was just barely passing. And we had a lot of resignations from employees over the past 2 years. Things internally have not been going well. And, you know, I can't say too much more because our lawyer is trying to work something out with his attorney. In the meantime, though, Mr. Crab is being very destructive, and this is one of the reasons why we've opted to do what we're doing, because he's created an environment at OHA that has been very destructive, that we can no longer, as an agency, go on this way, because you know, the trustees make policy, and his job is to administer that policy and to make sure that the divisions within OHA follow those policies. And that has been a very difficult task for this administrator for whatever reason, and therefore making it difficult for trustees. And so, without saying too much more, it is, we feel it would be a better situation for us and cheaper in the long run to relieve him of his duties and find someone who will follow the policies of the trustees and work with us rather than against us.
How much was the issue concerning the letter asking for an opinion, from the Secretary of State on the status of the Kingdom of Hawaii? How much was that a part of what you call the destructiveness?
Oh, that's a big part. But, you know, overall, that's one of many, 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 many things. We told them at that time that, you know, this was a definite no-no, and he promised that, you know, he would not repeat this kind of behavior, but that has not been the case. And so you know, he, Dr. Karp has many good attributes. He's excellent in the health field and culture. But OHA is a huge agency now, and we look at economic development and other areas that Mr. Crabb has no expertise in. And so we just feel that it would be a better fit for us if we found someone who would fit the criteria that OHA now is going in the direction that it's going.
As you're talking about better fit, I wanted to ask you about this too, because Grassroot Institute President and CEO, now new trustee Kaylee Aquina, has been critical of how OHA has been operating in past, specifically regarding Hawaiian self-determinism efforts funded through the agency. He's also the one who talked about Tuesday's vote to buy out Mr. Crabb. What do you make of Mr. Aquina's or Dr. Aquina's decision to say that?
Well, you know, we're all elected individually. People choose us because they like what we stand for. And while Dr. Aquina has his opinions, I have mine. I think he means well. And we may differ about what is permitted under the United States Constitution. And he and I have had a talk about that. But I really believe that his heart is in the right place as far as doing things for Hawaiians and using our resources for housing and health and things that our people need. There's no doubt in my mind that under the United States Constitution, Native people are allowed to form a government within the government as long as it's within the United States. There are 500 American Indians who have nations within a nation. The Alaska Natives also have that. Hawaiians are the only ones that don't have such a nation. But that aside, Mr. Aquina really means well, and I think that he's right on about the accountability that OHA needs to have with respect to the spending of money.
Let me ask you about this just in the interest of time, because I know we're going to have to leave you shortly. You've had a long history with OHA when you were first elected in 1990, and now you're the board chair once again. At the investiture ceremony, you said that OHA had lost its focus on the real purpose of what a trust is. What is that real purpose?
Yes. That real purpose is to serve the people. It is to better conditions of Native Hawaiians. And to me, that means that when you better conditions of Native Hawaiians, you help them to become better citizens, able to sustain themselves. For instance, our scholarships should not only be for academia. Not everyone is college bound. We need to also help those who want to go into trades. You know, call a plumber and see how much it costs you. Call an electrician, see how much it costs you.
I understand. But I wanted to ask you, with so much controversy swirling around OHA, how do you intend to keep all that internal, all those internal issues from hindering the purposes that you've just talked about or influencing how the legislature views a request for more money in the upcoming session?
Well, there's no question that it's going to be very difficult. It would be impossible for me to say, it's going to be fine. It's going to be very rocky before it gets fine. It's been years of complacency, years, 14 at least, with the last three chairmen who've allowed things to go the other way, to pay other people to do what we're supposed to be doing and watching over our monies and those kinds of things. So to correct those things overnight is monumental. It's like, I don't want to compare myself to the president, but you know, when President Obama took the presidency, we were in debt. The economy was down the tubes. And that's kind of the way I see OHA right now. So it's going to take some time to make all of these corrections, you know. And so it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very tough.
We have to go for the moment, but we'll look forward to talking with you in future and seeing how some of those changes and, as you say, corrections are happening. Thank you very much for the time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning and aloha to everyone who's listening. Mahalo.
Rowena Akana is the chairperson of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. It's a position she held from 1998 to 2001 as well, and now she's OHA's longest-serving trustee since 1990.